Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game in 7-year-old baseball, Washington County Green versus Weimer, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance, Eric Benitez of Cedar Fram Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tilleman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Trader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivin' Financial, La Morella's Meat Markets, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with your pregame host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on and off the field.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, Javi Jr. here at Hempstead City Park, where today we're going to get our first look at the 7- and 8-year-old Coach Pitch All-Star team for the Washington County Green team today. We saw white yesterday, so today we'll get a look at the Green team and just had the meetings with the coaches, managers, and umpires, and they came to the decision that Weimer is going to win the toss, and they'll have the home side, so they'll be in the right side dugout, batting at the bottom of the innings, with Washington County batting at the top, so they'll go ahead and go first. It is a nice hot day here today, just what we expect for Texas baseball weather. And manager Bronham over on Washington County side has his boys ready for a game. We've got plenty of people showing up today. The biggest difference between today and yesterday is a lot more canopies here as everybody tries to manufacture their own shade because it is an extremely hot day. More cloud coverage yesterday and a little bit more humidity, but no clouds today. A little bit less humidity. And just a quick game time weather update. It is 91 degrees outside right now in Hempstead. Feels like 94 according to the heat index with a 54% humidity. No chance of rain, so don't need to worry about that. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors getting closer to first pitch.
Plan yes. North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Back right on time as we're going to get ready for the first pitch here. And up first for Washington County Green Team is going to be number 12, Will Dreyer. As he pops one up with a nice contact there, just unable to keep it in fair play, but good swing. And he's got a nice bat on him, too. He's got matching that green of the uniform. He's got a nice green bat, black and white helmet. And he's going to get hold of this one now. He's going to pop it up and... a nice play made over next to second base by Weimer. Plucking that one out of the air. Up next is going to be Link Branham. Branham, I apologize. As he's going to get a hold of that one and rip it into left field all the way against the fence. Solid contact there and a hit that should get him three bases here. As the ball comes in from left field to the pitcher circle, that is exactly what it would be, a triple here for Link Branham. Next to bat is going to be number 5, Kaysen Davis for Washington County. Here it is, and that one's going to be a ground ball, well handled in the pitcher circle. Throw comes into first, and that's going to put the second out on the board here. But not before the Washington County Green Team was able to score a run. That's Link Branham coming in to score. Up next is number 24, Ridge Russell. With two outs on the board. And a strong swing there. Unable to get the ball, but solid swinging technique there by him. Coach a lefty, so got to wonder if that's maybe throwing them off a little bit. They get our first look at a lefty pitcher here today. Using the overhand technique on his pitches. And this is going to be popped into left field. And that's going to fall fair. Beautiful single there by Ridge Russell. Oh, they're saying that one did not fall fair. Gotcha. Thought I saw it pick up some chalk there, but I was incorrect. The umpire has a better look at it, and he says that did not say fair. And next one, he puts a hard ground ball over to the shortstop position. It is handled, but not before he's able to get to first base, so that'll be a single for Ridge. So he gets his single either way. Good job for Ridge Russell. Up next will be number 10, Jax Keeker. First pitch a little too high for his liking. He's going to lay off of that one. And on the very next one, he's going to get a hold of that one, put a ground ball over the pitcher circle, handled and turned into first base for a nice play by Weimer. Solid fielding by this Weimer team and some solid hitting by Washington County as well. That's going to make the score 1-0 in favor of Washington County as we go to the bottom of the first inning after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me,
979-830-3914. All right, back for the bottom of the first inning. It's Washington County Green leading 1-0 over Weimer. And we're still on the first batter here for Weimer, as I believe he's on his fourth pitch now. Here's the fifth. This was the fourth. So now he's on his last pitch, but if he can foul it off, he stays alive. Looking to make contact here. He makes good contact, puts one into the second base position, and a fantastic play made there by Link Bronham. Plucking that one out of the air right between first and second base. And number 23, Henry Davis, being real vocal over there in pitcher circle. Getting happy for his teammate there. Up next is going to be number 7, Henry Janica. For Weimer, left-handed batter, number 7. And he's going to foul this one back. Looking to pull that one into right field there. Just not able to catch it square. Let's see if he can adjust for that here. That one's going to get passed, and that'll be it for Yannicka. Good effort there as he heads to the dugout. And we have another Yannicka, Luke Yannicka, as he comes into the box. He's a right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, I apologize. And another play by Link Bronham over in the second base position. He gets 2 out of the 3 outs. That retires the Weimer side. That's a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Washington County Green team. And we'll head into the top of the second inning with them still leading 1-0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's about as quick of an inning you can have.
I went to second base.
Yeah. I think that's the coach's son, too.
Thank you.
as we get ready here for the top of the second inning. It'll be Washington County up to bat. And up to bat for Washington County, we have a lefty. Apologizes, I'm being obstructed by the umpire here. And, oh, he takes one right off the arm. Fouled back by Windham. That's number 30, Reed Windham, for Washington County. So he fouled it back and hit the umpire. And that one's going to be fouled left side by Windham. So able to make contact on his first two pitches. Just needs to get it fair here. And fouls another one off on his third pitch. So he's seeing it come in. He just needs to get the timing right. And this one left side foul ball. So four pitches, four fouls here for Windham. But good job by Reed Windham to make contact. He's seeing these pitches well. Just needs to get the timing in. Let's see on the fifth pitch. And he does exactly that on the fifth pitch. Puts one over in a shortstop that trickles into right field. And he'll have himself a leadoff single. After Reed Windham, it'll be number 23, Henry Davis, right-handed batter for Washington County. Here's the first pitch. This one not to his liking. He'll lay off of that one from coach. And he'll swing on this one, fouls it back. And Henry Davis is who we heard being extremely vocal from the pitcher's circle. So I'm sure he'll be happy to celebrate if he can get a hit here. And he fouls this one right side. Great job on the contact there. He's got a nice swing on him. And a sweet pair of looks like Oakleys on him. And that one's going to be it for Davis as he does... Isn't able to get a hold of that one, and that, as he heads to the dugout, here comes Doyle Williams. Right-handed batter for Washington County with a nice stance there. Looks like a ball player here, and I believe that's Williams the third, if I'm reading the back of his jersey correct. And he gets a hold of this one, pops it up. It's going to stay in the infield. Is the throw going to come in time? It is. Good play there by Weimer. And that'll be it for Williams, but a nice solid contact there. Just good hustle by Weimer to get the out. That puts two outs on the board for Weimer. Still 1-0 in favor of Washington County, but a runner on second base. Coming out is number 2, Noah O'Brien. He's got a chance here to drive in a runner if he could switch places with Reed Windham. And he's going to put one into shortstop, and it's going to trickle out. And as the ball comes into the pitcher's circle, that'll get Windham to third, and that'll put runners on the corners with Noah O'Brien on first. Up next will be Emery Supenthong. And a hard swing there by Supenthong. Not able to find the ball, but showing off his power. Let's see if he can make contact. That'll be a nice hit. And he makes contact here, fouled back on his second pitch. He'll wait for his third. Umpire going to dust off the home plate there, make sure he can see the strike zone here. Now that we're all set to go, here's the third pitch from coach, and more contact, but this one fouled back again. Supenthong here with runners on first and third. Washington County Green only with a 1-0 lead here. They'll be looking to add to that, but they have one last chance to do it as they're down to their final out here in the top of the second. And they will not get it as Soup and Thong is going to head to the dugout. And here we go, going to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Weimer with a chance to tie things up down one run. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's 3 a.m. You could be ordering Whataburger, but you're not. You're staring at the ceiling thinking about that one time in 2003 when you told the whole class that your dad was personal friends with George Washington and that he sends you Christmas presents. Wouldn't you rather be eating a honey butter chicken biscuit? Crispy chicken drizzled with sweet honey butter sauce, all wrapped up with a fresh biscuit. And it's available at Whataburger, 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Think about breakfast, not George Washington. What a burger.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, coming back here for the bottom of the second inning. Weimer down 1-0 is up to bat, and up to bat for them is number 15, Branson Ulrich. He fouls the first one left side, and a left-handed batter for Weimer. For the right-handed pitching coach, or coach that is pitching. He takes the third one, and the fourth one way too low to even think about swinging at. As he looks at Coach, he's probably thinking to himself, Coach, give me something over the plate here. And he gets just that, and this is going to be hit well, but in third base, number 12, Will Dreyer, making a fantastic play for Washington County to pluck that one out of the air before it falls fair. That's going to put one up, one down for Washington County Green. And up next comes Colt Olson, number 0. And this one fouled straight back, doesn't quite make it over the fence. So that's first pitch for Olson. Fouls it back. And this one a hard ground ball over to second base. Link Bronham comes up, picks it up, and gets it over to Ridge Russell in first base in time for the second out of the inning for Washington County. Some nice fielding going on here by the Washington County Green team, showing why they are Little League All-Stars. That play by Link Bronham to Ridge Russell puts the second out of the inning up for them. So one out away from getting out of this one with still a 1-0 lead. Here's Fowler for Weimer, and he's going to get a hold of this one. Can they make another catch? That's again Link Bronham making the catch over near second base, backing up into right field. And that's going to retire the side. Still 1-0 in favor of Washington County. With three quick outs, three up, three down. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the third inning.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect specific services for your needs. Visit us today.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
All right, back right on time as we get started for the top of the third inning. Washington County up to bat, leading 1-0. We've had ourselves a defensive struggle here so far. Plenty of great plays being made by both teams. Link Bronham with three outs of his own, plucking balls out of third base. Also nice plays by Will Dreyer in third base and Ridge Russell in first base. And that's how the name of the game so far, as up to bat is number 15, Ryan Runge. And he's going to get all the way to second base as the ball gets thrown around and gets into the pitcher's circle in time to keep him at second base. So beautiful leadoff double there for Ryan Runge. Up next, rounding up the order for Washington County Green is Kaysen Parker, number 18, right-handed batter. Switching things up with a red bat here. And he's going to watch this one. He's going to swing at this one. Fortunately, not able to get a hold of the pitch, but a nice swing from Parker. Showing off the fundamentals. Let's see if he can get a hold of this one. And two in a row here for Parker. Here's the third pitch. That one much too low from Coach. Here, fourth pitch from Coach. Let's see if he can get this one over the plate for him. Does that, and Parker able to foul it back. Good swing there by Kaysen to make contact. Just needs to get the timing on it. And as Kaysen Parker heads to the dugout on his after his fifth pitch, back to the top of the order, and number 12, Will Dreyer, right-handed batter for Washington County. And again, sporting that nice green bat to match his uniform. He rips this one left, but goes just foul. Coach trying to make a play on it, but it's out of his reach. And this one fouled directly down by Dreyer. A little bit of a low pitch there from Coach. Let's see if we can get this one over the plate for him. And this one overcorrected as it goes way over the strike zone. So now fourth pitch coming up for Dreyer. And that one's right in the strike zone, and he's going to rip that one into center field. And that's going to give him a single. Let's see if it'll be a RBI single. Yes, it will. And that'll be a 2-0 lead for Washington County Green. As around coming to score is Ryan Runge. So with only one out, they've just extended their lead to 2-0. Up next is going to be Link Bronham, who has a hit and a couple nice plays in the infield. And he's going to hit this one on a ground ball to the pitcher's circle that is turned into first base for a nice play by Weimer there. That's number 99, Jason Fowler in first base, making the grab to put a second out on the board for them. Next to bat is Kaysen Davis, number 5 for Washington County, right-handed swinger. He swings that bat, and that one gets past him. swings hard at that one, but unfortunately the ball does get passed. He leaned into that one. If he would have gotten a hold of it, I wouldn't be surprised if that got all the way to the fence. So right-handed batter here. Kason Davis fouls this one off just barely. Now here comes the fourth pitch for him. And he gets a hold of that one. Hard ground ball over by second base. It takes an awkward bounce, and it's going to roll into right field. Coming to the score is Dreyer, and going all the way around to third base is going to be Kason Davis with an RBI triple. Really a nicely hit ball that stayed on the grounder and gave a lot of trouble to the shortstop with just an awkward bounce. And this one ripped by Ridge Russell in the left is going to score another one as he gets an RBI single. Kason Davis comes around to score. That's going to make it now 3-4-0 in favor of Washington County. They have three runs in this inning. Again, the rule is you can only get five runs in one inning. And no need for that because stepping on the bag is Jason Fowler as he picks up the ball hit to right by number 10, Jax Keeker. And that'll end the inning with Washington County Green adding another three runs to make it a four-run lead as we go into the bottom of the third inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
This is Ben Fletcher with Citizens State Bank, and I'd like to personally invite you to our block party in Somerville on Friday, June 6th from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're celebrating our 100th year of community, commitment, and the relationship that made it all possible. Enjoy refreshments all day, lunch, giveaways, and live music with special presentations starting at 10:30 a.m. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of our story. We'll see you Friday, June 6th at Citizens State Bank in Somerville. Local people, local decisions. Since 1925.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All Stars luck on this year's season.
All right, as we get started here, number 19, Cohen Hefner for Weimer just got himself a nice base hit there. He'll lead things off with a single. And in a game that was a defensive struggle with Washington County only leading 1-0, they just were able to score three more runs, making it 4-0. Let's see if Weimer can respond here. And they're on track to do so with a leadoff single. And on the other end, Washington County will be looking to make some more nice defensive plays as they have all game to keep their lead going. Up next to bat is Jordan Anders. Or Anders. This one fouled back. It's sporting number 22. Here it is, that pitch too low from coach and inside. See if we can get something to swing at here. It's going to need it to get the scoring going for Weimer as they've still been held scoreless as we're in the bottom of the third. He fouls this one back into the glove. Parker at the catcher position. That's Kason Parker catching for Washington County. Getting some practice at keeping his eye on the ball. And that one is going to get Anders to the dugout. as he swings, but not able to find that ball. So up next will be number 8, Easton Pisak. Sporting an interesting bat there. He's got a bat, of course, like any other bat, up to regulations, but painted to look like a pencil, with the top of the bat being the eraser. And this one fouled back as we get some oohs from the crowd because that just got a hold of the game changer phone. So apologies to anybody watching at home on the video. And this foul ball over into the stands, an opportunity for a parent to make a play, but it falls harmlessly to the ground. And now third pitch here for PSAC. You see what Easton can do. And with that one getting passed on a low pitch by coach, we'll make it the fourth pitch here. And with that fourth pitch, it's going to be a swing and unfortunately a miss. So that'll put two outs on the board here for Washington County. After the leadoff single, they've done a good job here. This is a regular game where the other team was pitching. The pitcher would be having himself a heck of an inning here. But on the very next one, coach pushes him a nice one right over the plate. And that's going to be hit into center field and drop fair. And that'll be another single here for Weimer. This time, number 10, Cooper Luchek. Or Luchek. So after the single by Cooper Luchek, here is Brandon Camacho, number 4, right-handed batter for Weimer. He's got runners on first and second, but with two outs, running out of time to make something happen in this inning. Here's the next one. And he makes contact there. That one popped up and gets past the pitcher's circle. And a diving play there by number 23 of Washington County, Henry Davis. Unfortunately, the runner able to beat the throw. That's going to score a run as we get 4-1 here in favor of Washington County. So they escape a truly great hustle play by Davis in the pitcher circle. So after the hustle by Henry Davis, that does score a run, but runners on first and second, they still have two outs and only need one out to get out of this with a three-run lead. Up next to bat for Weimer is going to be number 9, Will Prohoda, left-handed batter. And after his second pitch, that'll bring up the third pitch. Not able to make contact there. He'll take a few practice swings. See if he can get good contact here. It should score another run. A little bit of deja vu on that next one, and that's going to end the inning as he heads to the dugout. Still in favor of Washington County, but only by 3 runs now, 4-1. We'll be back with the top of the 4th inning after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home. Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
As we come back here for the top of the fourth inning, we just saw some tremendous hustle by Reed Windham as he gets a leadoff single, beating the throw. And he was on a sprint, but unfortunately going to get thrown out here at second, as up to bat as Henry Davis pops one up near the pitcher circle and turned into second base on a fielder's choice. That'll give Henry Davis the base and one out on the board. As Reed Windham not able to outrun the second throw, but you gotta love the hustle getting first base there. Up next is number one, Doyle Williams. And he's gonna make good contact, gets over into second base. Will they make the play at second base again? Not in time. That's gonna leave runners on first and second with only one out. Good solid contact there by Doyle Williams, the third. And coach, I believe, disagrees with the call, as it was a very close bang-bang play at second base. And they'll call for an umpire's meeting here, but you got to think they're not going to take this one away. It was very, very close. So does that put runners on first and second? Or will that put two outs on the board? Head umpire is going to go ahead and talk to the Weimer coach. That's coach manager Bartos. But I believe it would be too close to call here. Fortunately, we do not have any instant replay out here.
Right there.
we do have the game changer video, but we're not going to rewind those because that'll stop everybody at home from watching. Right. So we're going to keep that as a safe at second base. So that puts runners on first and second for Washington County All-Stars Green. And up to bat is going to be number two, Noah O'Brien, with runners on first and second, only one out. Can they extend their lead here up 4-1? And on the very next one, O'Brien going to make solid contact, gets in the hole, and gets all the way to right field. The throw coming into the pitcher's circle is not going to be in time to prevent a run. Scoring is number 23, Henry Davis. So that now makes it 5-1 in favor of Washington County. And puts runners on the corners with Doyle Williams getting all the way to third base. And with Emery Supenthong up, got runners on the corners, a good position to add to this. This is going to be fouled right side. And good hustle there by number 15 of Weimer, Branson Ulrich. Hustling over, trying to get that one to make it an out, but it's going to be too far away. But this is all about learning fundamentals, and the right play there is to hustle up and try to get to it. Next one is Supenthong, going to be fouled directly back. And this one hit hard by Supenthong, but right side too far right. Going to be a foul ball. I believe that was his third pitch, so here comes his fourth. Soon as we get the ball back here. Looks like umpire did not want have one at his disposal, so now that the ball's back in the pitcher's circle, here's the fourth pitch from coach, and that one's going to be a ground ball that gets to second base. Is the throw in time? It is. That's going to make it out at second. But coming in to score is Doyle Williams. That's now going to make it 6-1 in favor of Washington County. But does put two outs on the board and gets the runner out at second. So only a runner on first here, as up to hit is number 15, Ryan Runge. get a 5-run lead for Washington County. Came into this one, into this inning with a 3-run lead. See if they can add to that. Runge's going to foul this one back. On his first pitch, here's his second one, and that one too high from Coach. Not an ideal one there for Runge. So Coach going to try to make up for it here on the third pitch. And again, too low. Can't put that one on Ryan. And it's a hard job these coaches do out there in these coach pitch games. Oh, yeah. And this one going to make it an inning as the third out goes on the board as Runge heads to the dugout. And that's good, but not before Washington County was able to extend their lead, now leading 6-1, 5-run lead going into the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on off the field.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
All right, back here for the bottom of the fourth inning with Washington County leading 5-1, and leading things off with a single is going to be number 28, Jace Long of Weimer. Weimer running out of time. It is a 6-inning game. They need to make some offense happen to get back in this one, and Washington County looking to prevent that, and they have done so far this game with some really solid fielding. First pitch, a low pitch there from Coach, and you got to feel for what these coaches go through. It's a lot of pressure on them over there in the pitcher's circle. Second one are going to get passed as well. And I apologize, this is after the hit by Jace Long, this is now Marshall Munson up, number two, right-handed batter for Weimer. As his first three pitches get past him, and a little bit of frustration there from Munson. He'll get a pat on the head from Coach, and that put one out on the board. Back to the top of the lineup. Here's Lucas Bartos. We'll get some orders there from Coach in Washington County, as not liking how the players are lined up. So now we got them all lined up correctly. First pitch in to Bartos is going to get past there. Second one, and that one too far inside. He backs away from it. So here comes the third pitch. Pitch number three is a little better there. And Parker trying to do some practice on his blocking there, but that one too far wide for him to get to. Good effort there by Parker. That's Kaysen Parker, number 18, who's catching. Here's the fourth pitch. And contact made, but not enough to get a fair ball in. So that'll be a foul, and here comes the fifth pitch. Unless he could foul this one or get a hit, it'll be the last pitch for Bartos. And he does exactly that, puts a hard ground ball over to the shortstop position. And as it and the throw to the pitcher circle will not be in time, and that's another single for Weimer. That gives a single to two of the first three batters in this inning. So with one out, after the single by Bartos, here comes number 7, Henry Yanica, left-handed batter. And he makes contact, pops this one up, and it's going to fall fair. And as the throw comes into the pitcher circle from number 12, Will Dreyer, that's going to load the bases. So Weimer, right on cue, looking to respond here, down 5 runs. They have the bases loaded with only one out. And Washington County Green has had some excellent fielding up until this point. But with some solid hits, Weimer has a chance to fight their way back here. And this is a hard hit into right field. That one's going to fall fair. Around comes one score. Here comes another runner. Can they make it 3? The throw comes into the pitcher's circle, and that's going to make it 3 runs for Weimer. That's now 6-4 in favor of Washington County. Weimer looking to mount a comeback here. That's a bases-clearing triple for Luke Yanica. So that puts Luke Yanica over on third, and up to bat is number 15, Branson Ulrich, left-handed batter for Weimer. And he's going to rip one hard ground ball over to second base. Can the throw come in time? It's not going to be in time. That's going to put another run in by Luke Yanica, and that's going to make it now 6-5 in favor of the Washington County All-Star Green Team. But they've seen their lead dwindle down from 5-1 in this inning. And now Weimer one run away from tying things up. Up next is number 0, Colt Olson. It's been fouled back over the fence, and we'll get some screams and yell, giving everybody a heads up. But no harm on the foul ball as that one falls harmlessly back into the grass. Here's the second pitch to Olson. Good job there by Parker to stop it. Pinned it down with his glove there. Good blocking practice there. So Colt Olson with a chance to give this team some more insurance. Here is the hit, and that one to shortstop. And that one's going to be good enough for another single. So Weimer's bats waking up here in what was a very defensive game and a solid defensive game by Washington County. Weimer has been able to get the batting going, getting some good pitches from their coach. But with one out, runners on first and second, here's number 99, Jason Fowler. First one's going to be a swing and a miss. And this one too low from coach there. That's 2 pitches up, 2 pitches down. Coach telling Jason to just take a couple deep breaths, and coach is going to give you a good pitch here. And he does just that, and he's able to foul it back. So Fowler with the foul. If he get the timing right, that would have been a nice hit. Let's see if he can get it on this one. This is his 4th pitch here. And on the high pitch, a swing and a miss there. That's going to send him to the dugout, and coach going to cheer him up as he looks visibly dejected there, but he's done well so far. No reason to be upset. Still only 2 outs, and with runners on first and second, still Weimer a chance to tie things up before the inning is over. Down 1 run here. And whether they get another run or they get another out, it will be the end of the inning, as it will either be the 5-run rule or 3 outs. Up to bat is number 19, Cohen Hefner. And this one too low for his liking. He'll let it go by. So here comes the second pitch from Coach. That one a little wide there. Hefner looks back to the umpire to make sure everything's ready to go. He's going to give a tap on home plate. Here's the pitch, and that one not to his liking either. So after three pitches, no contact yet. Gives him two pitches left. Here's the fourth pitch to Hefner. And a swing, but not able to get it on that one. And he's down to his last pitch here. So it's got to be a hit or a foul, or it's going to be the out to retire his side. Still down one. And he gets a nice hit there. It goes through the legs of the pitcher. Well-placed hit there. And coming around third, but going to be held up, is number 15, Branson Ulrich. But the throw comes into the pitcher circle in time to keep him at third. But that's going to load the bases. So bases loaded here for Weimer. Two outs. They're down to their last out to make up this one run that they're down by. And up next is going to be Jordan Anders.
There's no bunt in the middle yet.
Okay. Gotcha. So as we get started here, it'll be Anders up. Let's get back started here. Umpire called a quick timeout to get things settled. But now that we're all settled in, let's get this thing going. Bases loaded for Weimer, down one run. First one's going to be a swing and a miss by Anders. And the arcing pitch by Coach. Here's the next one, and that one too low. Anders stooping to try to get to it, but still not enough as that one skips off the dirt and goes foul. So that makes it two strikes here to Anders. And that swing and miss is going to leave the bases loaded, and Washington County gets away with still a one-run lead, but they've seen their five-run lead be diminished now. They're leading 6-5 here against Weimer, and they'll have a chance to add to that in the top of the fifth after we come back from a word from our sponsors. So that's Washington County All-Star Green Team leading 6-5. And we'll be back with the top of the fifth inning with the chance for them to build on that lead after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
All right, back here for the top of the fifth inning, and it's time for some more Little League All-Star action. Again, it's 7- and 8-year-old Coach Pitch, Washington County Green Team up. And they're up 6-5, but they just allowed four runs in the bottom of the fourth, so they'll be looking to build that lead back up. They had a five-run lead, now only a one-run lead. Let's see if they can get it back up. First up to bat is number 18, Kaysen Parker. Takes the first two pitches. So here comes pitch number three. Yeah, a little low there from Coach for the liking of Parker. So with the fourth pitch coming, he's got two strikes. He'll be looking to make some contact here. And unfortunately not able to, and he's going to head to the dugout. Coach with a couple encouraging words as he looks a little upset, but that's part of baseball. You can't hit every single one. But it's a nice effort there from Parker. That's going to bring up the top of the order. Number 12, Will Dreyer, with one out and a one-run lead. And here's the second pitch. This one popped up, but it's going to go foul. And Dreyer already hustling to first base. Thought that was going to stay fair, but an unfortunate bounce is going to bring up pitch number three. Here's pitch number three, and that one going to get passed. Good catch there by Hefner, the catcher for Weimer. And a nice hit there by Dreyer on the very next pitch. Can he beat the throw to first? A very nice play by Weimer is going to prevent the run. Jason Fowler stretching out to get it at first base. Good throw coming in from shortstop. Apologize, can't get a look at the number. So that brings up number seven, Link Branham, with two outs on the board. Nobody able to get on. And he's going to rip this one into left field. And that's going to fall and go against the fence. Branham's going to get extra bases. Will it be two or three as the throw comes in? It's going to be three at the very least. And the throw coming in the third, but not able to make the tag. The throw was in time, but the tag was not made. So that'll be three bases for Link Branham. A bang, bang play. But good job by Link Branham with a sweet slide to beat the tag. Here's the next one, and that's going to be to number five, Kaysen Davis. Right-handed batter. He's going to foul the first one back as a little bit of a high pitch, but he did good to make contact. Just got under it just a slightly bit and sliced it. So here's the second pitch to Davis. And he gets a hold of this one. He's going to put it right side, and that's going to foul perfectly into the right field. And that's going to be an RBI single for Kaysen Davis. Into score is Link Branham. And up next is Ridge Russell, number 24 to bat. Left-handed batter for Washington County. They have now extended their run to two runs. That's now 7-5 here. And he's going to let the first one go by. That puts one strike on the board. Second one is ripped by Ridge Russell into right field. That one gets all the way to the fence. This might score a run. Kaysen Davis coming to third. He's going to round third. The throw is into the pitcher's circle, and that's going to score a run for Kaysen Davis on an RBI triple by Ridge Russell. That makes it 8-5 now in favor of Washington County as they build that lead back up. And that was a ball that was smoked by Ridge Russell. That was a hard line drive that got all the way to the fence. And next up is number 10, Jax Keeker, who puts a hard ground ball into left field that gets a hit. And that's going to be an RBI single as Russell comes to score. So that's now 9-5 in favor of Washington County as they are looking to get their five-run lead back. They just need one more run to do so. And up next is going to be number 30, Reed Windham, left-handed batter for Washington County. So as the umpire got everything settled, making a few clarifications, he'll take his spot back behind plate, and here is Reed Windham. First one, a high pitch, but a swing and miss there from Windham will put a strike on the board. Oh, here it is. He's going to get a hold of that one, but puts it foul left side. Hard ground ball. That will make it 0-2. Here's the third pitch coming up for Reed Windham. And unfortunately, that is going to have him go to the dugout. He swings, but not able to find the ball. That leaves one runner on for Washington County, but not before they were able to get their a four-run lead back. So now it's 9-5 in favor of Washington County Little League All-Star Green Team. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning with Weimer up to bat after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
As we get started here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it's Washington County Green All-Stars leading the Weimer All-Stars 9-5 as they just had a three-run inning in the top of the fifth. And so here's Weimer trying to tie things up, and on the fourth pitch to Pisak, that's Easton Pisak, number 8. Here's his fifth pitch, and after a swing and miss, that is going... Okay. Umpire says he did get a little piece of it, so he'll stay alive here. We'll redo the fifth pitch. Here it is. And that one is a swing and miss, so that'll put an out on the board for Washington County, and he'll get a nice high five from his teammate, Cooper Luschak. So here's number 10, Cooper Luschak, right-handed batter for Weimer, looking to put a runner on for them. This one wide from coach. Here's the second pitch. And he's going to make contact there on a slow roller to the right of the pitcher's circle. Pitcher will hold the throw off, and that'll be a single for Weimer to get the runner on with one out. Puts a runner on first, and up comes number 4, Brandon Camacho. Nice hustle there from Washington County's Henry Davis going up to grab that ball. Unfortunately, not able to get the throw in time, but safe play to just hold on to that one rather than risk extra bases. So with a runner on first, here's Camacho. Takes the first pitch. And second one going to be too high for his liking, so he'll take the second one. And that'll bring up pitch number 3. It's a runner on first and down 4 runs. They're running out of time in a 6-inning game. And a swing and miss there by Camacho. That'll bring up the fourth pitch here for him. And that one outside again. Camacho looking at Coach like, give me something over the plate here. I want to make some contact. Coach going to give him just that, and he makes contact, puts it right side, and that one falls just foul. About half an inch from picking up some chalk and staying fair, but that'll keep him alive in the at-bat as he fouls off the fifth pitch. We'll redo it. Here's pitch number five, and fouled off again. Good job by Camacho staying alive. And, of course, the rule is every batter gets five pitches unless they can keep fouling that fifth one off. And this not able to do so again is Camacho. He'll head to the dugout. That'll put two outs on the board for Weimer. Washington County one out away from getting out of this one with still a four-run lead. That brings up number nine, Will Prohoda. First one is a hard swing, but unfortunately a miss for Prohoda. That'll make it 0-1. And umpire going to call time here. just a wardrobe malfunction here as we got untied shoelaces. So umpire going to do Will Prohoda the favor. Tie up his laces really quick. It's all about safety here. Hate to see him trip on his way to first. That's if he can get a hit. So with the laces tied back up, umpire will head back behind the plate, and Prohoda will continue his quest to get a hit in this at-bat. Here's the lefty Prohoda. He does just that, and that one's into left field. That will fall in, and that now puts runners on first and second with a nice, well-hit single from Will Prohoda. And looks like the shoes being untied was the reason why he couldn't get the ball, but he gets the shoes tied and right in time to go run to first base. Good catch there by the umpire. Would have hated for that to happen with his shoes untied and tripped or something. But safety first, and that's a single for Prohoda. Runners on first and second. And on the next batter up is Jace Long, and he's going to get a hard hit into right field. But a great job there by Ridge Russell to gather the ball, step on first base for the force out. That puts the third out and retires the side with Washington County still leading by 4 runs, 9-5. We'll be back for the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high-quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All righty, getting ready here for the top of the sixth inning. Up to lead things off is going to be number 23, Henry Davis for Washington County, right-handed batter. And on a high pitch, he's going to go around. It's going to make it 0-2 as we miss the first pitch. Here's the third pitch, and that one way too low from Coach. That's going to keep him going there as we get ready for the fourth pitch here. And again, Washington County leading 9-5 here. 4-run lead that they're holding on to. And that one fouled right side by Davis. So here comes the fifth pitch. And he's able to make contact and a nice short bouncer to the pitcher circle with a throw in is not in time, but a nice play by Weimer. Oh, they're going to say bang, bang, play. It was an out. That'll get some disagreement from the Washington County side and some cheers from the Weimer side, as that was a very nice play by Weimer to get the throw in time at first, so that puts an out on the board. It's one up, one down for Washington County, and that'll bring up Doyle Williams, the third. First one is a swing and a miss for Williams. A little bit of a low pitch there from Coach. Can't put it all on him. And Williams makes good contact there, but unfortunately the timing just a little off as it's going to go right side foul. And umpire going to brush off home plate here. Just make sure he sees the strike zone well. Very important here as we get down into the thick of it. It's top of the sixth of a six-inning game. With one out, good eye by Doyle Williams to stay off of that one. That one too far inside. So that'll bring up now the fourth pitch. And he gets a hold of that one, puts a hard ground ball, and from second base in comes the throw, and Jace Fowler is going to make the catch. Jason Fowler, good catch there to put two outs on the board, and collecting it at second base was number 7, Henry Yannicka. So with two outs and a 4-run lead, Washington County can put this game away, honestly, if they can get two runs. But with a 4-run lead, they need to get something on the board or they leave the door open for Weimer to come back. And up to bat is Noah O'Brien as he takes the first pitch. Here's pitch number 2. He gets a hold of that one. But a great play made by Yannicka in second base. A full extension grab, plucks it out of the air, and that's going to retire the side on what was honestly a very well hit ball by Noah O'Brien. So now 9-5 is still the score, and going into the bottom of the sixth, and that's the end of that'll be the end of regulation if Weimer can't get 4 runs to tie or 5 runs to win. We'll be back for the bottom of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
So as we get started here in the bottom of the sixth inning, what was almost a leadoff single for Weimer is negated by Link Brahman making a nice throw to Ridge Russell in first in time to get the out. So that's a leadoff out here. Washington County, one out closer to a victory as they lead 9-5. And two pitches outside there from Coach. Going to leave the Weimer batter planted in the batter's box. Hasn't moved an inch since he got in there. And here comes pitch number three. And he swings at this one. That's Bartos. He's going to foul this one left side. So back to the top of the lineup here. So down four. Need four to win, four to tie, five to win. And in a solid position here as you're at the top of your lineup is Weimer. Washington County looking to make some more defensive plays like they had for the first out. And Bartow's going to put a hard ground ball to left, and the throw coming in is in time. And that was as close as a throw gets. A beautiful throw by Will Dreyer from third base. Gets all the way to first base in time to Ridge Russell. And we're going to get some cheers here from Henry Davis over in the pitcher circle. As we've seen all game, he is having a great time out there. But coach for Weimer has some arguments on that call, and head umpire going to agree with his first base ump. And you can see a look of frustration from the runner at first base. He felt he was there, but umpire not going to give it to him. That puts two outs on the board. And up comes Henry Yanica. And Lucas Bartos is in complete disagreement of that call. So is manager Bartos. So first two pitches are taken by Henry Yanica, a left-handed batter. So as we get ready here, Yannicka is able to get a pitch that is over the plate, and he rips one in down the first base line, and the throw not in time, the tag not in time, is going to put him on first base. So with only one out left, Weimer has some life with a runner on. But manager Braunham from Washington County side in disagreement with this one. He's going to get some clarification from the umpire, but not exactly contest it. So we'll keep this going. Yannicka on first. And what is maybe definitely his kin in Yannicka, another Yannicka on base. So that's Luke Yannicka on base. And at the plate is Henry Yannicka on base and Luke Yannicka at the plate. And he's going to foul this one right side on his second pitch. So it's up to the Yannickas right now. Henry on base, Luke at the plate. Here's third pitch to Luke, and he's going to get a nice ground ball. Is the throw in time to second base? Yes, it is. And that's going to put an end to the game, retire the side. It's going to be a ball game for Washington County Little League All-Stars Green Team as they win 9-5 over Weimer. And that's the ball game. We'll be back with some post game after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Builders By & Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy & Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy & Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, back here to Hempstead City Park for the postgame as the Washington County Little League All-Stars green team for 7 and 8-year-old coach pitch just got themselves a victory 9-5 over Weimer, and they did so in a hard-fought game 9-5. And as they huddle up for a quick meeting with coach over on third base, the same is going on for Weimer over by first base. And you can tell over on the Weimer side, a hard-fought victory as emotions run high, but that's because they gave it their all, and they gave Washington County everything that they could handle, but Washington County able to prevail with some solid fielding, solid fundamentals, and that's what this is all about, is learning about the game, and they did so today, and they showed off some really solid skills as well as some solid hitting, and that puts 9 runs on the board for them for Weimer's only the 5. And as everybody gets ready to welcome their kids, the friends and family watching the game here, the young athletes are going to have a meeting with coach, and then they'll be able to be greeted by their family with a victory. Always a pleasant feeling. So we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for some more pregame.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a layback Sunday.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell Groom's Cake Ice Cream is renewing its vows on the frozen aisle. Milk chocolate ice cream with chocolate cake pieces, chocolate-coated strawberry hearts, swirls of strawberry sauce, and chocolate icing. See you at the reception.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all CVS drugstores and Lindeman's store in Industry.
Here at Hempstead City Park, everybody having a good time, especially on the Washington County All-Star side, as the Washington County Green Team 7 and 8-year-old coach pitch just got themselves a victory in our first look at them this year so far. This is not their first game, but the first time we've covered them here this year, and they do well by getting a 9-5 victory over Weimer in what was a hard-fought game, and they did so with some very solid, solid fielding. They really showed off what the fundamentals are all about and showed their knowledge for the game. Congratulations to manager Bronham and his coaching staff as they have these boys in great shape to make a huge impact in this Little League All-Star tournament. Of course, it is Brenham is the Brenham located in Washington County is the baseball capital of Texas, so they're showing out for their hometown, and they do so with a 9-5 victory over Weimer. And they showed some really, really good skills out there, because I'll tell you, there were some very hard plays that were made. They showed great fielding, great hustle, and great knowledge and IQ of the game. At the end of the day, all this is about is learning the game further and taking everything that it has to offer as far as discipline, teamwork, leadership, and putting it on display, and they did so here. And of course, they also had some fun while they did it. As you can see, plenty of smiles over on that side, not only from the kids and from the parents, friends, and family that came out to support. Always nice to have that atmosphere. But of course, as always, makes it a little bit easier to be happy and smiling when you can get a win. And that's exactly what the Washington County 7- and 8-year-old Coach Pitch Green team for the All-Stars did today. And we'll be back with a post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Back here to Hempstead City Park one last time for a post-game wrap-up. Good game played by Weimer. A clean game all around as Weimer took on Washington County Little League All-Stars Green team. And it was the Washington County Little League All-Stars prevailing in this 7- and 8-year-old coach pitch match. But a hard-fought game by Weimer and a very clean game by them. You got to love the sportsmanship. But congratulations to the Washington County Little League All-Stars 7- and 8-year-old Green team as they get the victory. Again, always better to leave with a smile when you get a victory, but both teams definitely had some fun out here. Final score is 9-5 in favor of the Washington County. And with that, my name is Javi Jr. signing off, and I'll see you next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Firm Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman Associates, BDR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contractor, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Glen North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, Band-Aid Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy,
Seidel Schrader, Brisky Waterwell Services, Thriving Financial, Amarillo's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score, Washington County beats Weimer 9-5. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Good night.